Welcome back to Mattress Advisory. You know, today we're doing a deep dive into the Brooklyn Bedding Aurora Luxe Cooling Mattress. But before we get into it, make sure to check out the show notes for an exclusive discount on that mattress.
Oh, nice.
So you've invested in this premium mattress known for its comfort and all that cooling technology it's got.
Right.
But how do you actually keep it in tip-top shape? And how do you make sure that you're not accidentally, like, voiding your warranty? That's what we're going to be exploring today, using expert advice and also just real user experiences to kind of guide us along the way.
Well, you know, it's interesting because caring for a premium mattress like this isn't just about, you know, flipping it every couple of months or something.
Right.
It's about understanding how seemingly small habits can actually affect the lifespan of the mattress and can even affect your warranty.
You know, I've always been a little bit confused about flipping versus rotating.
Uh-huh.
Is there a difference? And like, why does it even matter?
Yeah, that's a great question and a common point of confusion. The Aurora Luxe, actually, with its specific layers for support and comfort, shouldn't be flipped.
Ooh.
Flipping it could actually damage the mattress and even void the warranty.
Wow.
But rotating it is key.
Okay.
You want to be rotating it every 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
And what that does is it distributes the weight more evenly, prevents, you know, those dips and sags that we all dread.
Right.
That can form over time.
So rotating it is like a little spa day for your mattress.
Exactly.
It helps it stay like balanced and rejuvenated.
I like that.
But let's talk about the warranty itself.
Okay.
What are some of the things that could void the warranty?
Well, one of the biggest misconceptions is about foundations.
Oh, really?
A lot of people don't realize that using the wrong foundation can actually void the warranty. It's kind of like building a house on a shaky foundation. It's just not going to hold up properly.
It's not going to work.
The Aurora Luxe, it needs a sturdy base.
Okay.
Something like a slatted platform or a solid platform or even an adjustable base.
So no, like, propping it up on cinder blocks or an old box spring?
Definitely not.
Okay.
Not only will that make for a really uncomfortable sleep experience,
right,
but it can also cause uneven wear and tear on the mattress and lead to, you know, premature sagging.
Yeah.
And guess what? That's often not covered by the warranty.
Oh, no.
We see a lot of user complaints stemming from improper foundations.
So the foundation is super important.
It's crucial.
Wow. I had no idea.
And speaking of things that can void the warranty, let's talk about stains.
Oh, yeah.
Accidents happen, right?
Yeah.
We get it.
I've had my fair share of coffee spills in bed. I gotta lie.
Sure.
So is that a death sentence for my warranty?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
While stains can be tricky.
Okay.
The best defense is a high-quality waterproof mattress protector.
Okay.
Think of it as an insurance policy for your sleep investment.
I like that.
It guards against spills, dirt allergens, all sorts of potential hazards.
So mattress protector, non-negotiable.
Absolutely.
Okay, are there any other things that we should avoid doing?
Yeah.
Like any mattress care myths out there that we need to bust?
Absolutely. One common myth is that those little handles on the side of the mattress are for lifting and moving it.
Ooh.
They're actually just decorative.
Really?
Using them to move the mattress can cause damage.
Uh-huh.
And you guessed it, potentially void the warranty.
So I should resist the urge to channel my inner Hercules.
Yes.
And try and move it myself.
Exactly. Teamwork and maybe a dolly are your best bet.
Okay.
When it comes to moving day, remember, handling the mattress with care, avoiding bending it or folding it, that's going to help preserve its structure and ensure its longevity.
Got it. Treat it with respect.
Exactly.
Like a valuable investment it is.
Precisely. Now we've talked about what to avoid.
Uh-huh.
Let's actually dive into what the warranty covers.
Okay.
The Aurora Luxe, it comes with a 10-year warranty, which is pretty standard for premium mattresses.
10 years. That sounds pretty reassuring.
It is. It covers defects in the foam, like splitting, cracking, or excessive sagging.
Okay.
Specifically, impressions deeper than 1.5 inches.
So if I wake up and feel like I'm in a crater, I'm covered.
Exactly. But here's the catch.
Uh-oh.
The warranty is only valid if you use and maintain the mattress according to the manufacturer's guidelines.
Okay.
That's why we're doing this deep dive.
Right.
To give you all that knowledge to keep your warranty intact.
Makes sense. So besides using the right foundation and protecting it from stains.
Right.
What else falls under proper care?
Well, we already talked about rotating the mattress every 3 to 6 months.
Yep.
Another key aspect is avoiding sitting on the edges for extended periods of time.
Oh, really?
This can put a lot of pressure on those specific areas.
Yeah.
And lead to premature sagging.
So no more weekend mornings perched on the edge of the bed.
Maybe enjoy your coffee and books somewhere else.
Okay, got it.
It's all about spreading the love, or in this case, spreading your weight.
Yeah, spread the weight evenly.
Evenly across the mattress.
Okay, any other, like, golden rules of mattress care?
Yeah, keeping it clean is essential.
Okay.
Regularly cleaning your mattress, following the manufacturer's instructions, will help keep it fresh and hygienic.
Okay.
And don't forget that trusty mattress protector.
Yeah.
It's your first line of defense.
Yeah.
Against spills and stains.
This has been so helpful. I feel like being proactive is really the key to maximizing the lifespan.
It really is.
Of the Aurora Luxe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And speaking of proactive care,
okay,
let's dive into some more specific techniques and strategies for keeping your mattress in tip-top shape. Mm. Okay, so let's get into like the nitty-gritty of mattress maintenance.
Yeah.
We talked about rotating every 3 to 6 months. But I want to kind of delve deeper into the why behind it.
Okay.
So the Aurora Luxe is designed with specific layers of foam.
Right.
Each with a different purpose.
Yeah. It's got like that cooling layer and all the different support zones.
Exactly. And by rotating it, you're ensuring that each section of the mattress is getting like equal wear over time.
Okay.
And that helps prevent, you know, those dips and sags.
Right. That can make for an uncomfortable sleep.
Yeah. It's like cross training for your mattress.
I love
it. Working all the muscle groups.
Yeah.
Keep it nice and even.
Now, we've also talked about the importance of a sturdy foundation.
Yes.
But what exactly makes a foundation sturdy enough for the Aurora Luxe?
Yeah, that's a good question. I know we said no cinder blocks.
You're right.
But what about those metal platform frames?
Yeah, those can be tricky. While a metal platform frame can work,
okay,
you need to pay attention to the spacing between the slats.
Okay.
Ideally, you want slats that are no more than 3 inches apart.
Okay.
Any wider. And you risk the mattress sinking between them.
Oh.
Which can lead to sagging and potentially void the warranty.
So it's not just about the material of the foundation, but the design.
Exactly.
The construction.
The construction, yeah.
Yeah, I would have never thought about that.
It's an often overlooked detail. Now let's shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
And talk about cleaning. How do we keep this Aurora Luxe fresh and hygienic without damaging those luxurious materials?
Yeah, I'm always a little nervous to use like harsh chemicals on my mattress. So what's the best approach?
Well, spot cleaning is definitely the way to go.
Yeah.
If you do have a spill, act quickly.
Okay.
Blot the stain gently with a mild detergent solution and a clean cloth.
Cool.
Avoid rubbing or scrubbing because that can actually spread the stain and damage the fabric.
So gently lift the stain versus attack it.
Precisely. And always remember to check the manufacturer's cleaning instructions for specific guidance. Now here's a pro tip.
Okay.
After spot cleaning, sprinkle the area with some baking soda.
Baking soda.
Yeah, and let it sit for a few hours.
Okay.
Baking soda is a natural deodorizer,
right,
and it can help absorb any, like, lingering moisture and odors.
That's a great tip. I use baking soda for everything.
Me too.
What about airing out the mattress? Is that necessary?
Airing out your mattress occasionally is a good idea.
Okay.
Sunlight's a natural disinfectant. Yeah.
Allowing that fresh air to circulate can really help prevent moisture buildup and that musty smell that can sometimes develop.
So a little sunshine and fresh air therapy.
I like it.
For the mattress.
Just be careful not to leave it in direct sunlight for too long.
Okay.
Because that can fade the fabric.
Got it.
A couple hours in a well-ventilated room is all you need.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about mattress protectors.
Yes.
We've mentioned them a few times.
Yeah.
But I really want to emphasize how crucial they are
for
protecting your investment.
You know, I have to admit, I've been a little lax about using a mattress protector in the past. But hearing all this, I think I need to reconsider.
Yeah, it's like wearing a seatbelt.
Okay.
It's better to have it and not need it.
Right.
Than to need it and not have it. A good quality mattress protector acts as a barrier against spills, stains, dust mites, allergens, you name it.
Okay, I'm sold.
Good.
But there are so many different types. How do I choose the right one? That's a great question. You want to look for a protector that's waterproof, breathable, and comfortable. You don't want to compromise that luxurious feel of the Aurora Luxe by adding a layer that's noisy or sleeps hot.
So what kind of material should I look for?
Cotton, tencel, bamboo are all great options for breathability and comfort.
Okay.
Some protectors even have cooling properties.
Oh, wow.
Which can enhance the Aurora Luxe's already impressive cooling technology.
Mattress protectors are so high tech these days.
They've come a long way. Now, remember, at the beginning of our deep dive, we talked about learning from real user experiences.
Yes.
Well, I did some digging.
Oh, fun.
Found some fascinating insights.
Okay, I love a good real-world story.
So one of the most common mistakes people make is not properly documenting any damages upon delivery. The Aurora Lex comes with a 30-day window to report any defects.
Okay.
If you miss that window, you might be out of luck.
So inspect that mattress like a detective when it arrives.
Exactly. Take photos or videos of any imperfections.
Okay.
No matter how small. You never know what might become an issue down the road.
That's a great tip.
What other insights did I glean from user feedback? Well, one recurring theme was the importance of keeping your proof of purchase.
Oh, yeah.
It might seem like a minor detail.
Yeah.
But it's essential for validating your warranty if you need to make a claim.
Oh, totally. I'm so guilty of just tossing receipts in a drawer.
Yeah.
And hoping for the best.
Don't do that.
But I'll be more organized with my mattress paperwork now, for sure.
It's better to be safe than sorry.
Right.
Now, speaking of warranty claims.
Okay.
Let's talk about what to do if you need to contact Brooklyn Bedding for assistance.
Okay, so let's say I notice a defect that's covered under warranty. What's the best way to reach out to them?
Well, Brooklyn Bedding has a great customer service team that's dedicated to resolving issues efficiently. You can contact them via phone, email, or even through their website chat.
So they've got like multiple channels for communication.
They do. It's very convenient. Now, here's another pro tip.
Okay, I'm ready.
When you contact them, be prepared with all the necessary information.
Okay.
Have your proof of purchase handy, along with any photos or videos you took of the damage.
So be organized and have all the details.
The more information you provide up front, the smoother the process will be.
Makes sense.
Now, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
From understanding the warranty to practical tips for cleaning, rotating, and even choosing the right mattress protector.
I feel like I have like an honorary degree now.
You do.
In mattress care.
But before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a final thought-provoking question.
Okay, hit me.
We've talked extensively about the mattress itself.
Yes.
But let's not forget about the unsung hero underneath it all.
Okay.
The foundation.
Oh, the foundation.
Right.
We know it needs to be sturdy, supportive. But what about maintenance for that? Does it need to be like rotated or clean?
That's a great question. It's something to ponder as you continue your journey to sleep nirvana.
Hmm. I never even thought about that before. Okay, food for thought, everyone. Yeah, that is a really interesting point about the foundation. I've never really thought about what its needs are.
It's one of those things that often gets overlooked.
Yeah.
But it makes sense, right? The foundation is literally like the bedrock of your sleep sanctuary. So taking care of it can definitely contribute to the overall longevity and performance of the mattress.
So what kind of maintenance does a foundation need? Does it need to be rotated like the mattress? Do you have to clean it in a special way?
That's a great question. And there's no like one size fits all answer, unfortunately.
Okay.
It depends on the type of foundation that you have.
Okay.
If it's a slatted foundation, it's a good idea to check the slats periodically.
Yeah.
Make sure that they're still in good condition.
Uh-huh.
Haven't become loose or warped.
So it's like a mini inspection.
Exactly.
Just to catch anything early.
Yep.
Yep. And if you have a solid platform foundation, you might just want to wipe it down every now and then.
Okay.
Remove any dust or debris. But overall, foundations tend to be pretty low maintenance compared to the mattress itself.
Well, that's good news. I like to keep things simple when it comes to mattress care.
Now, before we wrap up
this
deep dive, I want to circle back to something we talked about earlier, which is the importance of proactive care.
Yes.
You know, it's easy to get caught up in the details of the warranty and, you know, specific cleaning techniques. But at the end of the day, it's all about forming good habits that are going to protect your investment and ensure years of amazing sleep.
I like that it's not just about following rules.
Exactly.
It's about creating like a culture of care around your mattress.
And the best part is that those good habits will benefit you in the long run. You know, you'll enjoy a cleaner,
more comfortable sleep environment.
Yeah.
And you'll likely extend the lifespan of your mattress, which saves you money in the long run.
It's a win-win.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what is like the one key takeaway you want our listeners to remember?
I would say it's this. The Brooklyn Bedding Aurora Lux Cooling Mattress is an investment in your sleep and well-being. And just like any investment, it requires a little TLC. to really thrive.
Okay.
So embrace those proactive care habits. Treat your mattress with respect, and you will be rewarded with years of blissful slumber.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And remember, folks, you can find all those amazing care tips that we talked about, along with that exclusive discount, on the Brooklyn Bedding Aurora Luxe cooling mattress in the show notes. So don't miss out on this opportunity to upgrade your sleep sanctuary.
Sweet dreams, everyone.
Sleep well.